Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 13th from Joshua 6 and 7, second time around. It's one thing to know God's will in the heart and head, the conquest of the land in Israel's case. We have a pretty good idea of what God wants, but when we go to do it, we don't consult Him, assuming it'll be easy. God will come along as we move forward. Such was the mistake of Joshua the first time around with Ai. Sure, we can take it. It's a small city, certainly not nearly as big as Jericho, and look what happened there. The people of Ai are terrified. We can take them with just a small force. Let the soldiers take a break. Wrong. Ai awaited the conquest, but this second time, the campaign was to be undertaken with the full engagement of God. In fact, Joshua seemed to have been reluctant to go forward, feeling the sting of Achan's sins. Once the sin was dealt with, God's people were free to pursue His will for them. In other words, the complete conquest of the land. God assured Joshua that he need not be afraid of being betrayed by some hidden sin again, so long as Joshua followed a better plan than he had approved earlier. The Israelites did the new campaign against Ai God's way, and lo and behold, it worked. Without losing a soldier, they sacked and destroyed a city-state that had once routed them. The Israelites learned the second time around that doing God's will, God's way, actually is a whole lot better than their initial plans. There are many expressions in the Bible about the will of God. The most important one is, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things, the promised blessings of His kingdom, will be given to you as well." Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.